A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're struggling to lose weight, you've probably heard about weight loss medications like Wegovy or Zepbound, and you might be wondering if they're right for you. Meet PlushCare, a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. If you qualify, they can safely prescribe you medication from the comfort of your own home. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss. plushcare.com/weightloss.
An Erio's original.
Hello and welcome to Web Crawlers. This is our mini mailbag episode where we read your emails, play your voicemails, read your reviews, and I have just gotten word that we have a song that someone sent in, and I am super excited about that. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stetton.
I'm producer Maria.
First things first, let's see if we have any new 5-star reviews. Chef's Kiss, it says.
I have it. These girls have been my sanity saviors, working from home alone all day every day. Sorry to inform you, but you're my friends and co-workers now. Maria's demon voice was the funniest moment in podcast history. Thanks for the laughs and the creeps. La la la. That's from Brit.
La, la, la,
love it,
la.
Love it. And I think that is the only new one we have so far.
There's one in Australia.
Ooh.
You got one from Australia. This is from Sapphire Doctor.
Ooh.
Bimbos, 5 stars. My current obsession. This podcast makes me laugh out loud. Usually when I relay a funny joke from a podcast to my boyfriend, he usually looks at me like I'm crazy. But when I quote this show, it gives him a laugh. Absolutely loved the seance episode and the Mothman episode. I started listening after I got my Mothman tattoo and wanted to binge listen to different Mothman podcasts on the way home. Satan is not an entity, it's a vibe.
Wow.
Hell yeah, baby. Oh my God. People love that seance episode.
Yeah, it's dope.
Fantastic. Should we play that song first? I'm really honestly curious about that song.
Yeah, so we got an email from Ambrose. Subject is, do you know the Somerton Man? With a little emoji of music. And if you recall, the Somerton Man was the guy in Australia who's found on the beach. He was dead.
Yes.
And then Allie was like, it's reminding me of, do you know the Somerton
Man? The Muffin Man. Yeah, but I sang it wrong. I said the Somerset Man.
And so we got a song that I'm going to play.
Do you know?
Wow.
The Somerton Man.
Oh my God.
I Somerton Man.
Oh my God.
Somerton Man.
This is good.
Do you know I Somerton Man?
Wow.
He was found dead on a plane. I don't know where that tune went, but it wasn't like the Muffin Man. But girl, I just smoked a J. And I'm in Amsterdam, and I couldn't sleep, and I listened to y'all's episode, and a bitch has been real down, and just want to let y'all know, I appreciate y'all.
Oh my God.
That was gorgeous.
Ambrose.
I mean, that put me to shame. That was, wow.
I got chills.
I love that.
It was sultry.
I got chills too. Yeah. You know what it reminded me of? Happy Birthday, Mr. President by Marilyn Monroe.
I had the same vibe.
It had that essence to it, a lot, that energy.
We have another email. This is from Carrie. It's about synchronicities. Hi, crawler bimbos. I've had the synchronicity and recognize it as only one for a couple of years, but once I realized it and looked back on my life, I realized it's been going on since I could read. I don't know about you, but I read a lot. I read a lot as a child. So I'm one of those people who grew up reading a ton of words that I never heard spoken out loud.
Yeah.
So my synchronicity is that every time I learn, I've been thinking a word was said one way, but I've really been wrong my whole life.
Yeah.
AKA Allie's different versus different. I suddenly start hearing
that's it. Just a speech impediment. That's just a speech different, impediment, different, but I get different. What she's saying.
How do you say it?
I say different, like with a G.
Different.
Like Jiffy peanut butter.
Jiffy peanut butter.
Most recently on your show, either Maria or Melissa said the word biopic. Biopic. I wonder who will read this and how you're going to say it. I said biopic. I used to always think it was pronounced like autobiography, aka biopic, not biopic. And when you guys said it, that was my sixth time hearing it said since I learned the proper way to say it a mere week and a half ago.
Wow.
How do you say it? I read it as biopic.
Biopic.
But it's biopic.
Biopic. Like a bio picture.
Like, I know it's biopic.
Do you, though?
But when I see it in a sentence, my brain goes to biopic. Like, myopic.
Yeah. Well, when I see the word algorithm, every single time I have to think, because I think it's a logarithm.
A logarithm. Yeah, yeah.
This is like when I pronounced it bipedal, which is the right way to pronounce
bipedal.
It. And you guys were like, no, it's bipedal. It's bipedal. And I was like,
I didn't say that. That was
I said it was bipedal.
No, you both did. It is bipedal.
Oh, no, I said it was bipedal.
You guys both got it wrong.
We got served.
So I just want to go on the record as saying that I'm good at pronouncing words.
Well, we've got pie on our faces now.
Anyway, la la love you girls. Get it? Like love you, but
yeah,
starting with
good.
The la 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 thing. Small happinesses, Kira.
Oh my God, Maria, I wish you had not said the word pie.
Oh,
I know.
No.
I'm sorry.
How good does like a pecan pie sound or like a banana cream pie sound?
All of those sound
yeah,
great.
I mean, it sounds pretty good.
We got some voicemails.
Hello. Let's see your messages for the web crawlers.
Hi, Jeb.
Hi, Jeb.
And I've been listening to your latest episode there. All right. And Allie, you talking about how your aunt was a stewardess on, I don't know what airline it was, but she had found they thought he was sleeping and he was dead.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what. Uh-oh. I want to know what year that was, because my mama's cousin, his name was Alex, and he died on an airplane.
No.
Flying from the East Coast to the West Coast. He died of a heroin overdose during that flight.
I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
Hand to God, man. It was weird that you brought that up. I hadn't thought of him in years. Oh, hi, Allie. How are you? That's good. I'm pretty good, too. Thanks for asking. Anyway, what happened was he got hooked on heroin in Vietnam.
Oh,
and
no.
Before you say that's sad, and he was not a good man, so don't thank him for his service to our country. He actually, he was put in front of a judge because he was trying to join a gang affiliate of some sort, and someone was going to rat this gang out, and he tried to blow up the trailer they were in.
Oh, my gosh.
Jesus.
And he got caught because the device that he made blew up in the back of his truck.
Oh, my God.
Oh, shit.
And it wasn't powerful enough to blow up a whole dang trailer either. He was an idiot. So these people made a deal in the 60s. It was 1968, I think it was. And they made a deal instead of jail time that he went into the Army.
Oh, wow. Interesting.
Where he was shipped off to Vietnam.
Oh, wow.
And that's how that happened.
Jesus.
But he was a scumbag and a half, man. But I tell you what, wouldn't that be crazy if your aunt discovered my mama's cousin on an airplane?
On a hairplane.
Anyway, that was a I was going to save that there for the live show because it done took off work, and then I found out that the first week of December y'all ain't doing a live show.
We could have seen Jeb.
I tell you what, that was disappointing.
Oh,
that is crazy. I wonder. I'll ask my aunt, although I've never, it was my mom who told me this story, not my aunt. So it might be weird if I'm like, hey, my mom told me this story once, but wow, that would be really, what'd you make?
Oh, Marie.
Those are post-its.
Oh.
That are all connected like that. Oops. Sorry.
Kind of like how all of our stories might be connected at the end of the day.
You have to find out, Allie. You have to.
Because, I mean, I think the timing checks out. Also, yeah. Another...
Back in the 70s, right? Or like...
You have
Yeah, it would have been
out.
Like a similar time era. And I think she did East Coast to West Coast. Also, another interesting thing is my uncle. Is this his cousin he was talking about?
His mom.
Oh, so I guess it's not similar. But my uncle also came back from Nam and died of a heroin overdose.
Oh, God. Weird.
I feel like that's a common
yeah.
thing. Sad. I know he didn't want me to say sad, but sad stuff.
Hello. This here message for the web crawlers.
It's Jeff again.
I just wanted to, first of all, Maria, I'm sorry I left such a long message the last time. Men my age tend to be long-winded. I mean, you should know that because you kind of live with a man who's my age. And,
ooh.
Well, he's long-winded, but he just tells better stories than I do. I just have a couple questions I just want to answer, please, if you could.
Okay.
First off, Allie, how you doing? I hope you're doing good.
I'm good. How are you, Jeb?
Well, thank you. I am
good. Thank you.
second, when the pandemic is over, y'all planning on doing like a chore or something? Because I'd like to come and, see y'all, say hi and whatnot.
Yes.
And the other question, and I've been pretty dang bored lately, and I was thinking about starting a TikTok, but I don't know how.
Yes.
All right, then. Bye.
I think Jeb should
absolutely
start a TikTok.
I think so, too. I don't know anything about TikTok, but if there's a TikTok I'd watch, it'd be his.
I'm on TikTok. I haven't made any videos. I'm just on there to, like, watch stuff.
Smart. I'm not on it.
It's like Vine.
Yeah. Isn't it all the same thing? Like, why do they shut one of these things down being like, it's not successful, and then just create the exact same thing?
I don't know, man. I don't know. Yeah, we would love to do
it. We should def do
a tour.
A tour, yeah.
Yeah.
That'd be for fun. Sure.
2028, baby.
Yeah.
Okay, another voicemail.
Hi, this is the Web Crawlers. This is Rosie. I'm calling because I'm listening to the Brittany Murphy episode right now, and Allie mentioned that she is on the medication Topamax.
Yes.
I was on Topamax for migraines for a little while. Ooh. It did not work for me, and it really fucked me up. I had the most insane side effects. So I just wanted to ask if Allie has had any insane side effects from Topamax, because the things that it did to me, my hands, feet, tailbone, and knees would all go numb. Ooh. Like I would have no circulation in all those places, just like randomly, but mostly it happened when I was sitting down for a while. And like I was taking this when I was in high school, so I was sitting down all day. So I would have just numb knees whenever I stood up. And also the weirdest side effect that I had was that I'm a huge LaCroix drinker, and I was even a bigger LaCroix drinker in high school.
You can't taste carbonation.
And all of a sudden when I started taking it, LaCroix started to taste different. And I emailed the LaCroix company, and I would ask all my friends, I'd be like, does this taste weird to you?
Please.
It's so different. I was like, they must have changed their formula. It's it's totally different. Didn't taste different, but the bubbliness was different.
Oh, weird.
Which is so weird. So I emailed the company and I was like, did you guys change your formula? This is crazy and it's making me feel insane. They were like, we didn't change your formula. This is on you. So I was like, oh, this is a weird thing. After a while, I finally Topamax side effects. It makes carbonated beverages taste weird. How insane is that? So I'm wondering, does Allie have weird carbonated beverage problem and/or that weird tingly in hands, feet, and knees? And tailbone. Okay, that's all. Thanks, bye.
Whoa.
I do not have tailbone. I do have a lot of like muscle soreness or like the weird tingly things in my feet and my hands, but not a lot. I've been on it for 7 years. So I think side effects have kind of like subsided. But I'm not on it for migraines. I'm on it for epilepsy. And I also, when I first started taking it, I did have it for, I did notice the carbonation thing. And sometimes I'll notice the carbonation thing. Like, for example, I used to love coconut LaCroix, and then sometimes I'll be like, this tastes weird. And I have to remember that sometimes the Topamax makes fizzy drinks taste weird.
What does it taste like?
I can't explain it. It doesn't taste like, it's not a taste. It's like a texturally bubbles feel off. Like bubbles kind of hurt. Like I can't really explain it.
That's wild.
Yeah, it's strange. But you get used to it after a while. But also, it doesn't help with my migraines either. Like, I still get migraines, but it helps with my other condition.
Oh, interesting.
Just dumb bitch disease. It helps with my dumb bitch disease.
DBD?
Yeah. Yeah, it helps with my chronic DBD.
Are you suffering from DBD?
From chronic DBD.
This message is for web crawlers. I've heard you all talk about everything, but one thing I think I haven't heard you talk about is reoccurring nightmares.
Oh, true.
When I was a kid living in a specific house, within several, I had a very distinct nightmare where I would walk down into the basement, I'd go into the quote-unquote scary side, all of the walls would be on fire in that side of the basement, and I'd look down the long hallway of that basement, and there would be the Satan sitting in the throne at the end of that basement. I'd lock eyes with him.
What? This isn't normal.
I'd wake up. I had the dream numerous times living in that house from 6 until 17. I had that dream the entire time I lived there.
Jesus.
Moved away from there at 17. I've never had that dream since. Do you guys have any reoccurring dreams?
Not like that.
Let's get into it. See you later.
Well, what's weird is that, remember last mailbag episode from Australia, the red car recurring dream?
Yeah.
So that's weird.
I think your house was haunted.
Yeah, for sure.
That's not normal. That's like not a normal reoccurring dream.
Yeah, I feel like, I don't know if we've touched on reoccurring dreams. We did, because the sleep paralysis is more just like night terrors and stuff. So we didn't really talk about
there are places, I don't have reoccurring dreams, but there are places that are reoccurring in my dreams go. But the dream is always different. Like there's a house that I used to go to all the time in my dreams that's similar. Like there's locations, which always makes me wonder if I'm going to like different like timelines or like dimensions or something, or like astro traveling somewhere. So I don't know. I go to different, there's locations that repeat, but it's not a specific dream.
Weird. I don't have reoccurring dreams.
That's really spooky, man. That would really scare me.
Satan in your basement just waiting for you. That's cool.
Yeah, no thanks.
In a throne.
Yeah, that's like that's like legit fucked up.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Hi, my name is Rachel, and this is for the web callers. I just wanted to share my thoughts about Red Lobster.
Yes, please.
I have been a longtime listener, and I have never had a reason to call in, and who knew that it would be about Red Lobster? My grandma, for forever, has given my family gift cards to Red Lobster.
Great grandma.
Because it used to be good. Allie, I'm sorry. I know it's your favorite restaurant, but it's just not good anymore. It used to be good, and then everything just got crappy. Yeah. So we don't enjoy going there anymore. And my town doesn't even have a Red Lobster anymore, but my grandma still gives us Red Lobster gift cards every single year. And we used to use them at Olive Garden because I love, love, love Olive Garden.
Yeah,
so much, and it's my favorite restaurant. The soup is amazing. Anyways, so we used to use our gift cards there all the time, and now, for some reason, I know Allie mentioned that they're a sister chain, Red Lobster and Olive Garden. You can't use the gift cards at Olive Garden anymore if they're for Red Lobster. I don't know why. I don't know if they're not sister chains anymore. Like, I Googled it, and it said, like, since 2017, they have been sister chains, or, like, as of 2017, they were. I don't know if that's not the case anymore, but I'm really upset because now we have to actually go to Red Lobster, and it's very inconvenient, and it's just not that good anymore. But anyways, thank you very much. I love the podcast, and keep on with it all the time with my friends. I say, la, 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 and they have no idea what I'm doing, but I still do it. Anyways, thank you. Bye-bye.
That's crazy. Taylor Swift just shouted out Olive Garden in her new CD drop.
Look what just came in the mail for me, you guys. I'm hiding it in my closet. It's
Okay.
Oh, I know what it's going to be. I know what it's going to be.
Is it Guy Fieri's Nacho Tower?
No, it's going to be Cheddar Bay Biscuit
Mix.
Oh, nice.
Cheddar Bay Biscuit Mix from Red Lobster.
Yeah, I knew it. Yummy. I should order some of that.
Oh, yeah.
Yum, yum, yum. I'm hungry. Maria's making me hungry.
Okay, you got another voicemail.
Hi, this message is for web crawlers. My name is Crystal. I have a crazy shadow person story for you. I actually I've listened to you from day one, which is really cool.
Ooh.
But I have a story where I used to work at a gas station around when sunset came. I would always have to go to the car wash and turn on the car wash light.
That's so scary. I hate car washes.
After a whole week of doing so, I would always see someone like standing by these garbage cans the people, like, it was a gas station with fast food restaurant built in, and the fast food restaurant, when they closed, had to take out a trash can, and there wasn't so much affiliated with it, but I remember always having to turn on the car wash lights for the gas station side. I'd always see like a silhouette, a black silhouette.
Yeah.
And I would always look and I would see nothing. And I just always thought like, oh, it's just in my head. It's just in my mind. I'm always seeing something. Like, it happened for a whole week. And I didn't make anything of it. I was just like, I'm just probably seeing something on the side of my eye. Like, one day when I was cleaning up, there's a security guard that used to come when I used to close up. She was like, hey, do you need help? And I'm all like, you never asked for help before. He's like, do you need me to shine the light? And we're taking out this stuff to the garbage. And I was like, no. And he was all like, okay, I'm just asking because people are saying that they're starting to see a shadow person out there. And I was like,
no.
What?
I guess dumbfounded. I was just unaware of the situation. And I kind of just wrote it off as just me seeing things in the side of my eyes. Kind of was surprised as well. And I was like, oh my God, I'm seeing what everyone else is seeing, but I wasn't like the first person to be like the crazy person, I guess you would say. I mean, mark my words, not, it's probably not really PC to say crazy, but I was just like, oh shit, I'm seeing this one.
There's a part two.
So I saw the shadow person and I thought it was weird that everyone else was seeing it, but I was the only person that didn't acknowledge it. And I was listening to your hat man story. Did not see a hat on him, but I did really see like a shadow person standing in a Peter Pan style silhouette.
What?
So I thought it was funny.
Yeah,
and at the same time, I thought it was creepy because everyone else was seeing the same thing. So I didn't know if it was like Peter Pan or an actual shadow silhouette.
It was Peter Pan.
So, no. Girls, you tell me from there. Love your show and peace out.
Whoa, that's weird that other
so
people
scary.
Were like, yeah, there's something weird going on over by the car wash.
Yeah, everyone's
cans.
Seeing it.
You guys got to do a shadow person episode all about the shadow people see.
I feel like we've done like 10 of them.
the hat man is kind of a shadow yeah. person. I mean, they're all kind of like the figures.
What about
you
shadow
see?
People that don't wear your hats?
No. That is true. That's a whole other story.
Hat man unhatted.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Have you guys ever had the desserts from Porto's?
Oh my God, they're the best. Are you out of your mind? They're the best.
Are they good? Like what? What do you get? Porto's is like a Cuban place in Los Angeles.
Allie, it's so inexpensive. You could literally get everything in the case and it would cost you like $20.
Really? Maria mentioned pie. Like I literally think last episode we recorded. And since then I've been Googling desserts in Los Angeles. Just half listening to everything we're doing. Okay, continue.
Pie's delicious.
Have you had their potato balls?
I haven't had anything from there. I ate there like once like 4 years ago. I had like a sandwich there once like age ago.
Where is Porto's?
It's like in North Hollywood, which is gross.
No, it's not. Everything you're saying is wrong. There's two locations in the LA area. Ew. One's in Glendale. One's in Burbank on
worse.
Like Magnolia, which is not no. I
Magnolia
think,
is ugh. North Hollywood.
No, this
my
is
friend.
Like by where all like the vintage shops are and stuff. This is not right. like NoHo proper. Anyway, they've got the best. You gotta get their potato balls, their guava cheese pastries. I mean, everything, everything. Their cakes. Oh my God, their chocolate cake is so good.
Oh, look into it. Sounds really like what I want. Okay,
well then
continue.
Don't get it. But I'm not. It made me angry now because it's like wow. my favorite place.
Don't talk shit about Porto's.
Don't.
Just don't.
Get,
just don't do
have
it.
Have it.
Just shut up.
You're embarrassing yourself. Seriously.
I know. I think I am because everyone loves Porto's. Okay, continue. Sorry.
Hi, I'm calling for web callers. I just started listening to the podcast, and I listened to the Bohemian Grove episode, and I remembered you guys talked about a quote they had that the only difference between rapture and rape is salesmanship, and that's a fucking weird thing to say. And I wanted to let you guys know it's actually from a book a doctor wrote in the like 1975. Huh? But yeah, basically a monster. His name was James C. Burt, and he had a medical degree but was not a licensed surgeon. So he opened this gynecology practice, and basically every patient he like, you know, was like, women aren't suitable anatomically for like sex, and that's why they don't enjoy it, not just because he's terrible. And so he'd like experiment on their vaginas basically and like reusing stuff down there to like help them.
What?
And he was just the worst. And like other quotes for him are how he was gonna turn scared little mice into horny little mice. And he thought that women can orgasm childbirth because their vagina was, quote, large enough to drive a truck through sideways. And anyway, so he ended up doing this about 4,500 patients, which is awful. And it took, like, this went on for, like, 20 years before he had a bunch of, like, malpractice and stuff. And so he voluntarily gave up his license and went bankrupt but never had any criminal charges, you know, levied against him. So that's that. I thought y'all would be interested.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Jeez, Louisers.
I think there's a part two to this.
Hi, sorry. I'm calling again for web crawlers because I realized I forgot part of it, which is that my friend not so long ago, you know, had a kid and he, like his wife, you know, was having the baby and the surgeon was like, hey, do you want me to throw in like an extra like husband stitch to make her like vagina tighter after like sex or after, you know, surgery?
Husband stitch?
And he was just kind of like, my friend was like, what the absolute fuck? And like lodged a complaint with the hospital, but like nothing came of it. And this is apparently still pretty common of a thing. So yeah, basically watch out for your vaginas. Men are fucking weird. That's all. Bye. I love you guys.
Did she say husband stitch?
I think she did.
So after, because like after childbirth, your like vagina breaks a bit and they have to usually stitch it up. And I guess they're implying that they would stitch it up tighter so that the husband would enjoy sex.
Oh, no.
That is so nasty.
I don't like that at all.
No.
No.
Oh, God.
No, thanks.
All right. Here's the last one.
Hi, this message is for the web crawlers. Long-time listener, first-time caller, because I've just been waiting to have something to call you guys about. And also not that it's that important, but I did write you guys a review called Butthole that you guys read. And I'm pretty sure you laughed at, so that was a big highlight for me. But anyway, you guys should really look into Richard Simmons. I don't know if you've heard about this, but he weirdly disappeared. And there's a podcast on it on Spotify. You can just Google his name and it'll come up.
I've listened to it.
Would love to hear you guys talk about it. Apparently he's like resurfaced now on YouTube to help people get fit in quarantine. Would just love to hear you guys talk about it and get your takes. So yeah, love you ladies.
Did you guys listen to the Richard Simmons podcast?
No, because I heard it was controversial because he had either disappeared because he was either sick or like transitioning and like needed his privacy. And like it was like disrespectful that people were trying to pry into like what was going on with him. So I feel like it's a subject that should just be like left alone.
It was controversial. It was like an interesting podcast. Just because I learned a lot about Richard Simmons that I didn't know like the history of Richard Simmons. But like, yeah, this guy would like go to his house and like.
Yeah.
His housekeeper was there and was like, leave him alone. And like, he was just going through a part because he spent his whole life in the public eye and he has so much energy. And I feel like he was just like mentally just kind of like needed a break from that.
Yeah. It's like an invasion of
it
privacy.
Was weird.
Like,
I don't
like, don't invade people's privacy for your own for a podcast. Like, podcasts are not emergencies. Like, I'm sorry.
And like, he wasn't like a person that should be like, he wasn't doing anything wrong. It was just that like he kind of disappeared from the public eye. So it was like kind of gross.
Yeah, I'm sorry. That's a no. That's a no from me, dog.
But that doesn't mean I think let's not make the listener feel like she had a bad.
No.
Oh, no. My opinion is leave Richard Simmons alone is my opinion.
Right.
No, yeah, it's interesting.
My opinion is I don't care what he was doing.
Yeah, it's an interesting podcast. Yeah. Like, you assume that, like, oh my God, what's going on with Richard Simmons? And so then you listen to it, and from what my conclusion was that, like, oh, this podcast wasn't necessary, but I did learn a lot of great things about Richard Simmons and his history of, like, helping people and how he's, like, a great person.
Yeah, do, like, a history of Richard Simmons podcast. Do an autobiographical podcast on Richard Simmons. Don't do, like, Richard Simmons is taking some privacy, let's go through his garbage cans. Like, don't be a freak.
So yeah, that's our opinion on Richard Simmons. Great guy. Leave him alone.
It is. You leave him alone. All right. Well, but I'm glad to hear he's back. I didn't know he was making a return.
That's cool.
Maybe I'll do that on my YouTube so I can work out.
Yeah. Although I've been telling you to get into the fitness marshal for months.
Well, I ordered a Peloton and you can use, it's coming January 6th and you can use the app early. So the other day I did 10 minutes of stretching and I did 5 minutes of cardio and no joke. I almost died.
Wow. That's good. I haven't worked out in forever.
Yeah. So I put it up on my TV and I did. I'm no joke was like, oh, it was a 5 minute cardio warm up. And I was like, if this is the warm up, how do people work out after this? I was like,
yeah, dying. The warm ups that's it. That's all for me.
Yeah, I was.
The problem with me and exercising is I never see any change and I never get any better. And so, like, there's nothing that propels me to continue on doing it. Like, I could do it for like a month and I'll be where I started at the beginning. And it's really soul-sucking.
Well, the thing, because you're already skinny and, like, mostly in shape.
I want to have. Oh, Melissa.
So, like,
you want to have a six-pack?
If you were extremely out of shape, you would see changes in a month. But because when you get to the point where, like, you're already kind of, like, fit and, in like, relatively in shape, it takes longer.
But I run out of breath so easy.
Oh, yeah.
Well, see, that's what I want. I don't want to do it. I don't want to do it for my body. I want to do it for, like, energy and, like, for health stuff. So I feel like ultimately I'll see results from that. Like, maybe I'll have an increase of energy or, like, I won't get, like, winded.
You for sure will.
Walking to my mailbox.
It'll be like, yeah, you for sure will.
Like, I am like so, I'm like ready for my nap.
I don't want to start sweating when I'm like carrying clothes to the laundry and I'm like,
yeah, I know.
Yeah. Like, I got 9 hours of sleep last night. Let's see. I watched SNL, so I probably went to bed at like 10, and then I woke up at 7. So 10, 12, 7, 8, 9. I got 9 hours of sleep and I feel like ready for a nap.
Well, yeah, no, that's normal.
Like, I'm exhausted. Anyways, that's that. Gonna go order some dessert from somewhere, probably. This talk about exercise has made me starving. I am Allie Siegel.
I am Melissa Stetton.
And I'm producer Porto's Rules. Don't knock until you try it. Flasucci.
All right, bye.
Bye.
An Erios original.
Powered by Acast.
Tired of ads interrupting your gripping investigations? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Ads shouldn't be the scariest thing about true crime. Start listening by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/truecrimeadfree. That's amazon.com/truecrimeadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.